Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Hem trono bosianda la lei. Dengro la boca shanta le predica quasi da haya. Henna la bosianda la lea. Hengionda la sianda lia balabo suada la brosiade. Forever you. Forever you will be.
The Lamb upon the throne,
precious Lamb upon the throne,
I gladly bow my knee, oh Lord, to worship you, oh Lord, forever you will be, Lord,
forever you.
You are the everlasting and eternal God. Forever you will be the Lamb seated on the throne. Receive our praise, receive our worship in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to welcome us to the prayer summit, the UK prayer summit for the month of February. Our theme this month is engaging the covenant of supernatural empowerment. You may be asking, who are we? Maybe you're here for the first time. We are the Prevailers Prayer Network. Prevailers Church Prayer Network is an arm of the Prevailers Church. This morning, I want to welcome you to this interdenominational prayer boot camp. It's actually a boot camp. It's a place where we're expecting to have divine encounters with the Lord. Not just for ourselves, but something that we'll take back with us. Something that we will contact, that we will take to the different churches and denominations that we represent, to the different ministries where we represent, so that what God has done in our lives will begin to impact our world, will begin to impact our immediate communities. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so this morning, I want to welcome you specially, and I want to encourage you to open up yourself to receive from the Lord. Expectation is the key. If you are not expecting, you will just be an observer. But if you come like that woman that said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if you can have an expectation that God, this is what I want, the scripture says, they that come to him must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. So if you have left all you could have been doing and you're here, the Lord will reward your diligence. The Lord will reward your faith, and you'll not go back the same way you came. God bless you.
Why are you still sleeping? Awake! Awake! O Zion, put on thy strength. O Jerusalem, awake, awake. Beloved, the word awake actually means be quickened. Be awoken from whatever has caused you. When I'm addressing you now, I'm not speaking about your sleepiness. But I'm speaking about the giant in you the God of Israel in you must be awoken in you and in me this morning. Take your eyes off the neighbor next door. Take your eyes off yourself. We just sang about the Lamb that is upon the throne. And I present to you this morning the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God that is glorious and gracious, our God that is mighty in power, our God that is able, our God that maketh able, our God who is the strengthener, our God who is the leader, our God who is the master, our God who is the maker, is the God of all possibility. There is nothing impossible to your God and my God. If that sounded like your God, who can do all things, I want you to rise up on your feet this morning. You have prayed. And you have prepared. You have also prepared. But this is that moment that you have been waiting for. Beloved, the disposition of our heart towards taking hold of the word of God will determine what we live with. So this morning, I want you to say to the Lord, I am arising on the inside. Let the Spirit of God quicken me and bring to life the God factor that is on the inside of me in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the God who created the universe in you. The God who is a way maker. The one that enables and empowers. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. He said, Our Father who art in heaven, our Lord be your name, thy kingdom come. So what you are doing is that you are acknowledging none else, but you are acknowledging the Messiah God. You are acknowledging the Prince of Peace. You are acknowledging the Lord of Lords. You are acknowledging the one who speaks and his word come to pass. You are acknowledging the God that calleth the smitten. It is not called by man. It is not directed or instructed by any man. But God who calls you to an appointment with him is the God that you acknowledge. Lekotone beke tu azosia. Zuunege tu kepa take. Lekri tu kusoponde keya. Lekreke tu azosia. Also, le men grede ke suato, le ke kuashete, le brilo kugugu soto, zemprina kusto, zopentru nobogosia, le ke kuashete, le bokoto onde le ke kuasosia, ende ke kuasosia, le brido kusto, zepetua, le kutuntanaga, e brido kusosia, Zopiolo bolengreti aqua zosia, endolobo sihikato, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Beloved, I want to set your expectation this morning unto the Ancient of Days, unto the Lamb of God that sits upon the throne, unto God who enables, unto God who empowers, unto God who equip, unto God who with his divine power make possible what men consider impossible. The one that do what no man can do is the one that has called you on unto this assignment. But I understand that there are gates that needs to be opened up. There are doors that must be opened. Actually, there are gates that need to be crushed. Because until the gate is crushed and the beloved, the door is open, accessing the treasure of your inheritance becomes impossible. The Lord spoke unto Cyrus in Isaiah chapter 45. Come with me. I don't want to deny you this morning. You can sit down for a minute, but you will be standing up in a minute. The Lord spoke to Cyrus. He said, this is what the Lord says to his anointed, to the one that God supernaturally enabled, empowered, equipped for service, equipped for productivity, that God by his anointing has given him authority to be able to rule and to reign. Cyrus is a king, but God says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed. And beloved, you are the anointed of God this morning. Thus saith the Lord to you, to your Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so that gates will not be shut. And the Lord said, I will go before you. I will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give to you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places. God explained by his word through the mouth of the prophet, from what you and I have seen, that because we are anointed, because we are enabled, because we are empowered by God, does not exempt us from having to deal with the gates. It doesn't stand in our way or hinder us from having to command the doors. So there are gates and there are doors for Cyrus. He was a king. But God was telling him that there are other kings that have shut the gates, that needs those gates to be open. There are other kings that are using power that needs to be brought under. And the word of the Lord said to him, he said, I will cause the door, they will open those doors, the double door, so that your gates will never be shut again. But how will the Lord do it? He said, I will go before you. The mountains will become plain. And he said, I will crush the gate. And Jesus came to fulfill that promise. In Matthew chapter 16, from verse 17 to about 9:20, Jesus began to say, who did men say that I am? And they said, some said that you are Elijah. Some say whatever, like people, if I ask you, who does your neighbor say that Jesus is? They have their reason for saying Jesus is this, Jesus is that. Because every man needs to know who Jesus is for him and to him. But where am I going this morning? Peter said, thou art Christ. The anointed one. Thou art Christ, Son of the living God. And God, by his word, through the mouth of Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but it has been revealed to you by my Father, which is in heaven. That tells you and I that the people that we ask, that tell the Peters what they think Jesus is, they were dealing in the natural, and that is what they can compare him with. But beloved, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates, again, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So there are gates. There are gates like a person. Gates like the kings. There are gates that Ephesians 6 talks about. The gates that are the principalities, they are the powers, they are the rulers of darkness in heavenly places. They operate like a gate. There are gates over a city. A beloved Daniel begins to seek the Lord. He sought the Lord. He said, by the books my moment of captivity, our time in captivity should have been over. It was said that we would be a captive in a strange land for 70 years. I understand that by the books, that time has come and gone, but we are still a captive in a strange land. He sought the Lord with prayer and fasting. And as the message that you and I know about, that you have heard over and over again, that from the very first day he sought to seek the Lord. He made up his mind that my moment of captivity must be ended. I am a child of God. Why is my yoke so hard? I have been born of God. Why is this bondage in this strange land? Somebody has got to call the question. Beloved brethren, I want you to know that he called the question. He stayed in the place of pressing. And as he continued to press, it's continuity that does not give up. God mobilized from the very first day an angel, Gabriel, to bring the good news that ushered them out of captivity. But beloved, there was a gate called the Prince of Persia. He withstood the angel that was coming with the message of good news unto Daniel. And God has to mobilize Angel Michael to go and fight and wrestle with the power that I call this morning to get over the Persian city. Get over United Kingdom. Get over your community. The gates that is erected even in your heart and in my heart. The gates that we don't take cognizance of that needs to be subdued. It needs to be crushed. They are the gates of doubt. They are the gates of impossibility. They are the gates of fear. They are the gates of I want to give up. They are the gates that says it is over. They are the gates that says it is contained this far. You can't go so far. Gates of the mind. In the same way that the Prince of Persia denied a passageway to the messenger of good news. Do you know that some of you, if I ask you how you get here today, you have a story to tell. Somebody told me, I said, something is wrong in my body because today is your day of freedom. Amen. Beloved, when they accused the woman that was caught in prostitution, they brought her based on accusation to Jesus. But that was the day of our encounter, of a release from everything that has held her bound by the power of sin. They accused her before the one that will release her. So when the enemy came like a flood, the Spirit of God raises up a standard against him. But here is it this morning. The word of the Lord said to Cyrus, I will go. When God said I will go, my presence goes. When my presence is, my power goes. I will crush the gates. And I will make plain the path underneath your feet. Because until the gate is crushed, the Cyrus, in spite of the anointing, could not access the treasure of his inheritance. When God said the gates will be crushed, then he said, how we give unto you the treasures of darkness, hidden riches in secret places. Beloved, which means that you see a number of things in that same verse. You see the gates that the rulers over the city, they mount up. You also see the doors, because until the gate is crushed, the door cannot be opened. Peter was in the prison. God stepped into his prison. He caused the first gate to be open, and the second gate open, and tell Peter, arise. This day, you are going to rise from every satanic bondage. You are coming free. This day, by the divine power of God, every gate of opposition, every gate of satanic harassment, every gate of embarrassment and sickness, every gate of pain and problem, every gate of oppression and affliction, every gate of fear, every gate of satanic humiliation, every gate of persistent trouble, every gate of delayed in answer, every gate that is sponsoring a denial of your heritage in Christ, they will be crushed. God said, I will do it for you. He said it to Cyrus. But for you, he said, I give you the keys to do it yourself. Let's go to the word of God. Hallelujah. So what we make happen in this moment will determine, because the power of God is in us to crush the gates. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16. Le kekuto nobe lengre de kusoso. Jesus said to Peter, when Peter said, thou art Christ, the acknowledgement of Christ, the anointed one that lives on the inside of you and on the inside of me. Peter said, thou art Christ, son of the living God. And he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but it has been revealed to you by my Father in heaven. Others might not know, but you know, because it has been made known to you. And he said, I tell you, you are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, the gates of hell, the demonic principalities and power, serpent, devil, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, it says your adversary, the enemy, goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. Every gate that stand to devour, every gate that stand to deny, they shall be destroyed today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is important that we know that nobody can know by the natural instinct. Because what you're feeling is telling you, what your mind is telling you, what your circumstances is saying. Many voices. The songwriter said, in the world I hear many voices. But there is a call to make choices. But I found in you a faithful friend that will stick with me until the very end. Therefore, because he's a friend, he can enable and empower us to make the right decision by divine revelation of his word to us. So he said to you and to me, the word of the Lord said, I will build my church upon the revelation of who I am. Christ the enabler, Christ the equipper, Christ the one that makes me able when I'm unable, the one who is the power of God that indwelleth me, he said, and the gates shall not overcome it. The gates will not prevail against it. Here is the word. He said, I will give you the keys of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The difference between Cyrus and you is that Cyrus was coronated into office by the pouring of the oil. But you and I, we have the oil on the inside. That oil is called the power of the Holy Ghost. So the one that has Christ on the inside, he said, I have a divine revelation of who Christ is. He said, you now have the keys. The keys for your enabler to say, it is over. The keys that say the pain must not continue. The keys that say the trial must come to an end. The keys that says there must be a moving forward. The keys that says the yoke is destroyed. The key that says everything that has swallowed up what belongs to me must vomit it. Job 20:15, it said he has swallowed up riches and the law shall cast it out of his mouth. Sorry, he has swallowed up riches. He will vomit it and the law shall cast it out of his belly. Beloved, whatever swallowed up your heritage, whatever closed the loop on you, must vomit the new you in Christ Jesus out and give you access to your heritage in Christ Jesus. So, beloved, you saw that God did it for Cyrus. But he said, I will do it through you. And Luke 10:19 says, I give you authority. I give you power to step upon serpents, upon scorpions, and over every work of the devil, which means every manifestation of the enemy in whatever shape or form, in whatever pattern, in whatever way that has come against you, that looks like that gate. It said, I give you authority and power to step upon serpent, to step upon scorpions, and over every work of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What does he mean? He said, I give you the power called the prevailing power. I give you the power that will make you to crush the head of the serpent. I give you the power that makes you to crush every gate that is erected, whether it's over a nation or whether it's over a city. Whether the gate is the gate that is opposing, Daniel didn't get the answer on time. It was prolonged. His fast continued for 21 days. The Bible does not tell us that he set out to fast for 21 days. He said he made up his mind to seek the Lord. And he said that by the books, the time of my captivity should have been over. And begins to seek. Beloved, that type of seeking, I see a passionate seeking. I see the fervency of the spirit. I see enough is enough. I see it must be over. God has the power. I must not remain in bondage. I see a man that is saying, there must be a change for me. So he engaged the divine enablement that he acquired in a place of prayer to press into the God that can do it. The God that does it to manifest his power. The God who said to Cyrus, I will crush those gates, is the same God that said, here is the key. So your mouth is the power, the only way where you use the mouth to open doors. The only instrument that is different from the key that opened those doors. The door that you don't open by engaging God's word with your mouth can never be opened in the realm of the physical. Because when you employ this key, what you and I are doing, we are employing the authority and the power of God that gives us dominion and rulership and governorship over authorities and over kingdoms on earth, because you and I were seated in Christ Jesus far above the gates, far above the principalities, far above the power. The disciples were thinking, it is about make me rich quick, give me fame quick. Maybe they were thinking it is getting to be known quick, but there are deeper and stronger reasons why God gave the power. It's not that we can get a job. If it is just a job and you get a job, and beloved, when you start that job, you are saying, what else? There is a need for the power that makes you to serve in every platform given to you by God, the divine agenda of God. Therefore, Acts 1:8, when Peter and the Lord said, when are you going to restore the kingdom unto Israel? They were talking about the kingdom of this world. But Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. I'm talking about what man has lost that has to be restored back to him. And he said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, what you see in Acts 1:8, God is saying the gates had been crushed. When you embrace the power and your platform for service is unlimited, it's without constraint, your platform for realization of your destiny, it is bigger and larger than the world put together. He said there is no inhibition anymore. There is no devil that can stand against us. So power is to be able to be true witnesses that proclaim Christ. And where is that Christ? Said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So the word says in 1 Peter 2:9, eyes has not seen, ears has never heard, neither has it come into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who, excuse me, for who? For those who love him and are called by his name. So when you are called by his name, you are called, you are recruited into an office. You are called into an assignment. So it doesn't matter whether we are behind the podium, we are walking in the shop window, we are medical people, or whatever platform we operate on, there is a need to fulfill that assignment. He said, my thought towards us is my thought towards you, Jeremiah 29:11, we quote it all the time, is not of evil. It is of peace, to give you an expected end, a future, and a hope that is establishing God. Every gate that want to hinder what plan and purposes God has for you and I, they are not to be tolerated. They are not for you to cross your leg and say it can continue. They are to be resisted. That is why, beloved, James 4:7, it says, submit yourself therefore unto God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. So until a man submit unto his maker, he cannot have the power that belongs to God to say no to the devil. That is why you will see the sons of Sceva. They said the same Paul, the same Jesus that Paul preaches, the same Jesus that Pastor Ayo preaches, the same Jesus that she preaches through music, they were going to use the authority and the power of God in an illegitimate way, and it backfired on them. Beloved, but I know that here this morning are sons and daughters of God who are ready as we go forth to submit ourselves unto God and then begin to embrace the given power that makes us to resist every other gate, every other power, the great power of God that gives us the prevailing power over the issues of life, the prevailing forces of darkness that have affected our lives, that has harassed and intimidated us, the power of the enemy that you don't know, how can you fight it? Beloved, but Jesus said that there are gates. Paul says that the door for ministry is open unto me. He said the door for effective ministry is open unto me, but there are many what? Who are the adversaries? Yes, ma'am. We are going to preach together this morning. The adversary of every believer is the devil. And 1 Peter 5:10, it said, after suffering a while, so you won't blame it on Daniel. It said, after you have suffered a while. It didn't say suffer forever. It didn't say be on the yoke forever. It said, he will what? Please, somebody read it for me very quickly. Beloved, we don't chant prayer here. We pray by the Spirit of God. And as the Lord begins to speak, I will speak. He will not even touch everything that I have written down because he knows you by name. And he wants to reach you by his divine power. Excuse me, 1 Peter 5 verse 10. 1 Peter 5 verse 10. 1 Peter 5 verse 10. He made me a promise today. He said, the yoke shall be destroyed. By the reason of the anointing, the gates shall be crushed by the power of the Most High God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Awesome. 1 Peter 5, 10. Somebody please read.
Who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
Perfect. Yes. Established. Strengthen and settle you. Another translation of the Bible said he confirms you. But Jesus shows us the way out. He was being baptized and he was praying. And his heaven opened and the voice came, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. It pleases me because it carried the all of God to do God's work. And beloved, we saw again in John chapter 21, at the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus was showing us a secret of pressing. When you press in God, everything that has suppressed you will be pressed out of your life. Beloved, the Bible will say Jesus prayed all night. He said he took his disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration and he was praying. And as he was praying, excuse me, beloved, he was transfigured before them. His garment changed. There is an appearance that was so brilliant. He got it. You can't be in the presence of God and not have God's breath breathing and rubbing on you. Beloved, and the Bible says that Moses and Elijah showed up, but the Peter was sleeping. But beloved, until the Peter awoke, he wouldn't know what has taken place. When he woke up, he said, it is good for us. The presence is good. The change we see on Jesus is good. We want it too. This heavenly communication is also good also, but he said, it is good for us to tabernacle here. He said, why don't we build a camp here and stay here in this glorious presence? But he was not aware that God was speaking unto Jesus about his departure. But in his presence, he gloriously and graciously received the mandate of God. And beloved, he gloriously and graciously went to Calvary for you and for me. And the word of the Lord said in 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 17, beloved, somebody can read it for me, please. Read it for me. Beloved, let God squash all of our program. Let God dismantle anything that he does not want to see. But let God show up in your life as he has promised, to crush the gates and to open the doors, to enable and to empower you for victory in the name of Jesus. I have seen that sitting in the church does not mean that you have power. You can be on the pulpit and be powerless. You could have preached a gospel 250 years and you don't have the Christ in you that is given expression because there is something we have not done. Preaching is cheap. Anybody can preach. But beloved, the place of power, it is taking what God says and said, my life must be aligned. My situation must line up. Things have to be normalized. What we call normal is abnormal. But what God called normal, sometimes we don't see it. Because we are the kings. That Psalm number 5, Psalm number 8, verse 5. Beloved, put your hand in that scripture. Psalm 8, verse 5. Let us go into that word first. Because dominion mandate has been given to us. Psalm number 8, verse 5. If you get there before the computer get there, can you read it out loud? What I do with what God has made available to me is my responsibility. Psalm number 8, verse 5. Who is the man? Excuse me, ma. He has made you a little lower than the angels and
has crowned him with glory and honor.
Earlier, the scripture said he called us into glory. So he said, the psalmist said he has called us into glory and honor. He didn't call me to shame. He didn't call me for to be humiliated. He didn't call me into sickness. He did not call me into being oppressed. I didn't hear that he called me so that I can fail in life. He didn't call me to see myself stagnant on the same spot. He has not called me to be oppressed, afflicted, and harassed. Beloved, he said he called us unto glory and unto honor, and to do what? How? Please read on.
Thou made me to have dominion over the works of thy hands.
Dominion over the works of your hands.
Thou hast put all things under his feet.
So he has placed all things under our feet. Beloved, what is under your feet is what you rule over. What is under your feet is what you prevail over. What is under your feet is what you have victory over. Beloved, and Jesus said, in Christ, I have given you authority. I have given you power, but on the condition that you submit unto me. Not my will, but your will be done. Jesus said, as I see my Father do, that is what I do. We will many things, but only one thing is needful. And to locate the one thing, it is Jesus who went on the Mount of Gethsemane. He pressed. He prayed. The Bible says that the sweat of his body was like blood. But beloved, we have wept, but we have not sweated in a place of prayer. He said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous make tremendous power available. So this morning is our moment. Please read the first scripture for me. So the ability to rule and reign, which is available in Christ Jesus, because Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, it says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And later on, he said, it will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. So it doesn't matter where we have come from, what we have operated in, but I have seen that every time I see or I stay in the presence of God, I see that it looks as if yesterday was nothing compared with the moment. So the word of the Lord was said to us in the book of Luke chapter 1. Read it for me very quickly. Because God is doing something, the word must be in your heart before you can work it out. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Please help me. Verse number 35. I read it to 40. What Bible is that?
Son of God.
I know, I get you. Because you have the dominion and the authority in Christ Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm getting on fire here this morning. Go ahead, beloved.
Son of God. And behold, thy calling is upon thee, and thy calling is upon
Kalaboko shata.
It was called barren.
For with God nothing shall be impossible.
For with God nothing shall be impossible. But he said the Holy Ghost came upon him. The power from on highest overshadowed a Mary. And he said, what you deliver, is it man? The delivery is the delivery of the word. Because John chapter 1, he said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And God is that word. He said, by the word, all things are created. There was nothing made except that which has been made by the word of God. And what happened to the word? The word must become flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld his glory. Like the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, that is full of grace and that is full of truth. Excuse me, beloved. Read on for me. Nele kepotos ya. Oh. So there is a need. He said, that which will be battered in you shall be none of your calculation, your permutation, the way the natural birth take place. But that which shall be delivered is the word on the inside of you. And what did he say?
And the angel departed from her.
Mary has to respond first. Use my womb. Use my birthing canal to deliver the word that is embedded on the inside of me. So Mary was saying amen to the word. And when she said amen, she took conception of the word. The word became flesh on the inside of the Mary. Therefore, I decree and I declare that the word of life, this covenant of supernatural empowerment, you will utilize it, engage it, and embrace it to deliver the God's word on the inside of you for your enablement, for your empowerment, and for your beloved ability to prevail, ability to fulfill destiny, ability to be true witnesses that Christ is the Lord and he rules and reigns in the affairs of men, and that his government of the increase of his government, there shall be no hand. Excuse me, ma, can you jump to verse 40?
And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Verse 40.
Go to 52. Go to Luke now. So Luke 2, chapter verse 40. Luke 2, 40. And Luke 2, 52. Please, beloved. Yes. Back at Shatter.
And wax strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
He grew. He was not a child. He was growing. Beloved, the Bible says that as long as the heir is still a child, he will not be able to have the inheritance. There's nothing wrong about the sincere milk of the word of God, but strong meat are meant for those who know how to exercise themselves in the word of God. Your exercise is what you have come here to do based on the word of God, that you are saying, God, I'm using what you have given to me to my advantage and for the benefit of humankind and to the glory of the Most High God. Luke 2:40, it said, he grew,
he waxed strong
in spirit, filled with wisdom,
and the grace of God was upon him.
But beloved, you will see that in Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1, the same Jesus that was growing, the same Jesus that the word of the Lord said there was a testimony about him at baptism in Matthew chapter 3, I think verse 21, somewhere around that, he said, God testify of him. God said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And the devil, like a gate, And the gates, like the devil, came against him. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit of the Lord into wilderness. He was born by the Spirit and by the power of God. And Luke 2:52, jump into that quickly. So, beloved, I have suffered many things because I thought, but why should this be? Why? I thought when you get saved, every problem disappears. The moment every problem is all gone and there's nothing to deal with, you are gone. We are here to wrestle and to prevail against the devil and enforce the word of God. But when we stop fighting, the devil starts winning. But when you start to wrestle, beloved, the devil starts leaving you. And you are able to walk and access the treasures that God has this planned for you. Beloved, the same Jesus. Luke 2:52.
And Jesus increased in wisdom.
Increased in stature.
And in favor with,
and in favor with God. And in favor with man. So you see a dimension of increase that Jesus experienced with the Father. That, beloved, he gave him the ability to express wisdom. Therefore, the wisdom will manifest. And as he meets the woman at the well in John chapter 4, or John chapter 2, he could say, "That get me your husband. You are talking about money. You are talking about water. You are talking about natural things. But there is a deeper issue. It's not in the pancake. There is a deeper issue. If, beloved, somebody... Beloved, you've spoken with me. You said something is coming out of you like a tap. But I just see that it has stopped. The plague has stopped and you are free. And I decree that issue dried up in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, because I know what I'm talking about. I feel it. I know it. I hear it. That it is over. No longer will the issue flow in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
For more information on the Prevailers Church Prayer Network, her prayer line conferences, and other programs, please contact, if you're in the UK, Pastor Helen Folakemi Ajimati, the PCPN coordinator, on 079-315-40529, or Pastor Dima Ajimati, the PCA founder and senior pastor in Oshogbo, Nigeria. Our email addresses are schoolofpurposeonair@gmail.com or pcpncoordinator@gmail.com. You can also search and join us via our Facebook page. Search for Prevailers Church Prayer Network. And if you're looking to fellowship with us in Nigeria, please join us at the Prevailers Church Prayer Network, the back of Lavered Motors, beside Akinola Chemist, Okefia, Oshogbo, Osun State, Nigeria. Our service times are Sundays 10 a.m. and Tuesday 6 p.m. for the School of Purpose.